Good evening, Gothamites. Tonight's after show here on AfterBuzz TV will be crazy in a sane way. Come on with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're here. We're crazy.
Yeah.
But we're sane. By the way,
are we?
Oh, yeah.
This is where we are. This is what we're doing.
I feel like I need a chainsaw.
By the way, this is my... By the way, this will also stand as my last will and testament in the event... I forget to hit pause on the thing. In the event of my death, I want a very similar funeral here at AfterBuzz TV Studios. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. I'm here with my regular panel, minus Joelle Monique, who is on location. A location. She's, any location.
She's tonight. At Jerome's funeral.
Yeah, on location at Jerome's wake at the GCPD. Carla Beltran is here, though.
Hi, guys.
She is.
I'm here, sane and well.
And to her left, Zach Peter is also here.
I am, and I'm not sane, but I'm still well.
I feel like you guys are on the same boat with me. This was a really fun episode.
I
love this episode. It went by so quickly, just because it was one of those where like things were just happening so quickly that it was so... I was confused, and then I was like, what's going on? Like, how could he have planned this?
They were like...
I was trying to figure out what was going on as it was going on. And then when it turned out, I was like, wait a second. I don't really know what's going on, so I wanted it to keep going on.
I like a good bottle. Like, this is as close as you'll get to a bottle episode with Gotham.
Yeah.
Where that it's very much encapsulated. It's just like there are technically three, but really two central plots that are all based in one location or another location. And... everything's in real time. There's no moving forward. And like Gotham does this a bit, but this episode was very much just like, so we're going to end. We're going to end in some finality here. The stakes aren't too high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's get into Jeremiah and the power source that takes micro transactions. I know that's not the word, but essentially microbiology from the air.
Does it take Bitcoin?
It does not take Bitcoin. There's no Bitcoin in Gotham. Yet.
So
yet.
He created this, right? Like, or he made this work?
It sounds like he had a revelation before Bruce Wayne found out, but then Bruce Wayne found out and funded it, and then he just went from revelation to, like, straight-up invention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which the text sounds definitely the most sci-fi stuff I've heard in a while, because essentially... imagine the microbiology of stuff that's happening in the air. Microvibrations, I'm pretty sure, is what he said. He found a way to generate power from microvibrations in the air. Good on you, Jeremiah.
That got, like, real nerdy for me.
But it's good.
Like, it was cool. Like, me and Carla were watching and were like, dope.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how it works, but dope.
I don't... there's no way to... beyond that, that it's...
like, I would want to take a selfie with that.
You're like, hey, microfibers.
But the fill light would be behind you. Never mind. So, Jeremiah,
oh my gosh, yeah.
I have a ring light.
It wouldn't be good lighting.
You have a ring light on top of the light behind you, and then it's just all good light.
But if the bigger source of light's behind you, then it'll pull focus.
Okay, fine. Then I want one of those things built into, like, iPhone, like, dimension, so that it can fit on my phone and make me look good.
So... Are we calling Echo Harley Quinn? Is that what everyone's going for?
That's what everyone's calling her online.
Yeah.
We're calling her Echo, because in the credits, she's Echo.
Yeah, she's...
she's Echo, becoming... on her way to becoming Harley Quinn.
Or a version of Harley Quinn, just like Jeremiah, just like Jerome, just like Jerome before the first Jerome.
Oh, so Echo has a twin.
Are all versions of the Joker, but not the Joker that the Batman finds.
I do, too.
We're in Earth 3. To bring it back to true nerdiness, the theory is that this is Earth 3 and nothing makes any sense. Mm. But Jeremiah has this power source, and the big bed looks like for probably either next week or hopefully the next 2 weeks is that he's going to put those in every home and then
blow
he's
it up.
Start blowing stuff up. Before he does that, he tries to kill Gordon and fails because he's the Joker in that sense, that people don't die.
Yeah, I want to know how Gordon got it. I think Alfred saved him. That's my prediction for next week, is Alfred saves Gordon
Alfred is the loose end.
He found the button. He found a button, remember?
He found a button to get out of that room, but Jeremiah said, I'd hate to be within a mile of this thing. And the thing blew up within 20 screen seconds of...
20 screen seconds can be a long time.
Could be anything
in Gotham.
20 screen seconds can be anything. But I think Zach's right. The only loose end that could possibly save Gordon
could have been
Alfred. That was already there. Yeah, we got the scene where we see Alfred is going there.
We see that Alfred is going to the bunker and has yet to arrive at the bunker. Or they both die, and that would be weird.
I don't think that happens.
They will never die.
I know.
But nobody dies in Gotham. So, like, what'll happen is they'll die, but, like, the radioactivity from the light, they were so close that it was so strong that they're, like, superhuman now. Like, it's some type of crazy thing.
And Ra's al Ghul comes back.
And then he brings him back to life.
And then
then we're all happily ever after. Back with Jim Gordon.
But, yeah. Also, as I mentioned in the open, I would love for AfterBuzz Studios to become complete anarchy in the event of my death. GCPD went to complete anarchy in the event of Jerome's death.
Mm-hmm. They did. It looked fun. It looked like they were having fun.
Are we wearing suits in honor of your passing? What are we wearing? We're wearing comic book t-shirts.
Yes. We're dressing how I normally dress, not how I'm dressed today. You're wearing fair enough. And then you're all... You're all drinking, but then you're all gonna stop drinking after that party.
Okay.
You're just gonna be like, oh, I'm done now.
Party's
over. In honor of Steve.
Please don't die till like I'm 90 and I don't want to drink wine anymore.
I thought you were about to say a very young age, like 30. No. Please don't die until I'm like 30.
No.
Also, real quick, if you're listening to our voice, not live here right now, that means you're probably listening to us on the iTunes. Mm-hmm. Be sure to give us 5 stars on iTunes. Mm-hmm. That's how people find us. And that's what you want them to do. Because if you're going to listen to us, you want more people to listen to us. So the more collective opinion, and you know, we're the cornerstone of the Gotham community, have always been.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're already on iTunes, then you might as well and go check out Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Mm-hmm. It is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Yes. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, which is the best part. And then be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us, Gotham, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Yeah, I like that podcast a lot, actually.
She's had really good, like, I feel like I say this in every single show that I do, but she really has had really good guests on the show.
Like, people actually want to talk to her. Yeah. I've always been able to tell the difference in interviewers that when they start their own podcast, you can actually tell who wants to talk to that person.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like, especially in, like, the first 10 episodes of someone's podcast, you can actually tell who likes that person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In real life. Because, like, the first 10 episodes of someone's podcast, you're like, I don't know if anyone's going to watch your podcast. I don't know if anyone's going to listen to your podcast. So you can tell that if they can get bomb guests the first 10 weeks, it's like, oh, this person just knows. Like,
yeah, she's got lots of gems. She's a real sane genius.
She is a sane genius.
To bring it all around.
To bring it around the sane geniuses, that's normally Nygma, I would say.
Yeah.
And we end last week with Lee getting arrested for robbing a bank with Nygma. Nygma gets away.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon puts her in a cell, puts her in an interrogation room, tries to get her to rat out Nygma. Of course, she wouldn't because they're in love this week.
And last week.
Yeah,
and
the week before. They're in love for up to 10 weeks. Lee is allowed to love 3 different people that aren't Gordon for exactly 10 weeks each.
Okay.
And Nygma's too, right? Mm-hmm. It was the doctor, the Falcone doctor. And then now we're Nygma. She gets one more. Bullock? Mm. I think Bullock.
No.
No.
Wow.
No. Wow, really? Okay. Bullock can't find
maybe one? I mean, she can't lower her standards that much.
Bullock is a catch. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
He's a little rough around the edges, but like he held down a job for like 20 years. He's held down the same job for like 20 years.
Yes, he has.
He rides the line between the underworld and the overworld. Like,
not a catch.
That's a catch.
Not a catch. like, he's not like a very ambitious man either. Like, he's kind of like, okay, staying under the radar. Like, if he's gotten power, but it hasn't been like because he's wanted the power. And then he was very succumbed by the pressure of the power. And he likes being, you know, second man to Jim Gordon, which is not great in a relationship. Like, you don't want a man who wants to be second.
We are slightly off topic, but while we're here, what happens to everyone in Gotham who tries to be first? They die.
Not Jim Gordon.
Well, they die, or being first corrupts them slightly.
Or Penguin. Everyone that wants to be first.
Penguin isn't first right now.
What? Yeah.
Penguin isn't first right now.
No, but everyone in the pursuit of being first, is what you're saying, dies.
But, no, but or they don't but stay first very long. I think.
Yeah.
I think there's, if we're talking, we're way off track here, but if we're talking about, we're talking about Bullock as a potential partner for in a relationship, you want stability. And he's one of the few people.
He's
one of the few people in Gotham that brings that stability.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he's still in the same apartment that he's had since he first moved to Gotham is technically stable, but it's the example of stable that's complacent, and that is not the type of stability that you want in a relationship. You don't want complacency. You don't want a man who's comfortable in his studio apartment that he had since he was in college.
He didn't say college. He just said his first apartment.
Close enough.
But that's some stability. But we're way off task. Way off
task. Who is not stable right now is definitely Penguin and Butch.
To bring it all around these transitions tonight, guys.
Although we're still on Lee Enigma. we're still talking about just like Lee Enigma specifically.
I liked Lee's look tonight.
She looked.
I like the short hair.
I like the short hair. I did not like the bangs and the long hair. I don't know who's cutting her hair. But, like, send me her Instagram.
Yeah, I really liked her hair, and I liked her outfit, but I always like her outfit, so.
Fair. How long until this falls apart? Lee Enigma.
By the end.
So 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
We give it 2 weeks? Like, I'll give them...
I'll give them
the summer. I think we'll make it to, like, a single-digit episode in season 5.
I really want Jim to see them together before they break up.
Why? So he'll get jealous and fight for Lee again?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But.
No, not necessarily to fight for her again, but just for him to kind of like.
Ego hit.
Yeah, and then kind of get over it, you know?
He's not going to get over her. If that's your end game, why do you want him to get over her?
Because he's not being focused. How did he not know that Jeremiah was going to go get Bruce, like from the beginning? Because he was thinking about Lee. Because the whole morning was all about Lee. So that's why he wasn't thinking straight, being like, oh my gosh, Bruce is in danger. I'm going to go ahead and catch them before they leave and go.
He should just know that Bruce is always in danger. Like, chronically, like somebody at every moment of every day in Gotham is trying to hurt Bruce. Why they just want Bruce, I don't know. But everybody at every point just wants Bruce dead. And nobody ever kills him.
I think people see the potential in Bruce Wayne to become Batman. So if you're an evildoer, if you're an evildoer in Gotham, he's pretty much
squash that.
Like
mold.
Gordon and Bruce are the two Boy Scouts that if you turned up on a place and wanted to be evil, you would find the two Boy Scouts and snuff them out. And the two Boy Scouts are always going to be Gordon and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like they're clearly just targets in that sense. But Alfred's part of like that camp, I guess.
Yeah.
Alfred's not a Boy Scout because Alfred's let bad stuff happen.
Alfred's the former Boy Scout that's now just a volunteer at the camp that just doesn't leave.
Okay. I like that.
He's a Boy Scout leader.
Yes.
He's a troop leader.
Yes.
He's not a Boy Scout himself.
Volunteer only because they're not paying him.
Do you want to know who aren't Boy Scouts?
Who?
Butch and Penguin.
Mm-hmm. They're not Boy Scouts.
They are not Boy Scouts. By the way, a lot of people in the chat are asking, how did they get out of the vault from last week? The presumption is that Butch bent the bars. Butch bent the bars, which makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. Something he could just about do before he was grundied.
Yeah.
Because he was a strong dude. Mm-hmm. Butch was a real strong dude, but now he's grundied, even so he stronger. Can definitely yank out some bars. Mm-hmm. By the way, quick shout out in the chat to Eric Olin, Thomas Leggy, Silver Watcher 30, ZSB Lou, and I'm looking for more names. And James Mirror Domains.
Hi, James.
I went to high school with Mirror Domains.
Oh. James, do you know him?
That was his last name. How is there more than one?
Maybe he saw you glow up and he's like, I'm going to watch you on the Gotham After Show.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. You're like Cardi B.
Okay. I'll take that, just to move on. So Penguin and Butcher are squatting at the Falcone Mansion, which, yes, please. Of all the mansions, that's a good one to squat
in. I want to see Penguin back out on the streets doing his thing.
Agreed.
I feel like he hasn't done anything this whole season besides get out of, like, Arkham. And then help Jerome with his evil plan. And
he's
then...
lying low. Like, you can't expect him to be on top all the time.
And speaking of time on top, he's the... And speaking of stability and time on top, when Penguin is on top is most likely when we're in a break season-wise. Because Penguin on top actually brings so much stability that's not that interesting for us to watch.
Do you think Penguin normally likes being on top?
I'll say
or do
yes.
you think he switches to the bottom every now and then?
I think we've established that Penguin is asexual. The Penguin in this show is asexual and doesn't fall for romantic love.
I like how you totally turned that like that. But I was totally thinking about, like, oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure that he likes being, like, always on top of Gotham, you know?
Okay.
But that was not.
That's practically
he
canon.
He likes to ride Gotham.
That was not my train
That is practically
of thought.
Canon within the Gotham show that he doesn't necessarily, or he doesn't. He can attribute romantic love, but we've never explored any possibility of Penguin finding.
We're really staying on topic tonight, guys.
That's not what I was even talking about.
I know you're saying power wise,
I think that even though right now he's not doing anything, I feel like he's still on top because of his remark that he said earlier. Is that like? It keeps him, like, with his mind clear, which it kind of makes sense in a way because he's just sitting there kind of watching what everybody else is doing. And that's actually really – that keeps him ahead of the game.
He's analyzing, yeah.
That keeps him ahead of the game of, like, everybody else who's busy trying to do something else to take over.
And he's just very, very stable.
Yeah.
He's a stable genius, to coin a phrase. He – But in the sense that he's literally, he's comfortable sitting around and waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For...
He's patient.
Well, he's not in a rush.
He's
not in a rush because he's been on top, and he knows that, like, life is a roller coaster, and he's going to go up, and then he's going to go down, and then he's going to go back up, and he's
going to
go back down.
Do you think he has that meme on his Instagram account?
I hope so. I'll tweet it at him.
But I think that's what we're seeing with Penguin, and Penguin also sees opportunity. And the like he mentioned, like, there's instability and players are showing their cards.
Right.
And then he goes to the police station without any actual plan. His plan was there's
Crash
so much
party.
Like there's so much craziness happening in the police station right now that if I just go there, I'll be able to thwart somebody's plans. I thought he was going to go rescue Lee and then hold her as bounty towards Nygma.
Mm-mm.
So he can pretty much own the Narrows.
Mm-hmm.
Versus who would normally own it, which is Lee. But instead he goes after one of Jeremiah's henchmen, Jeremiah's henchmen, to get that insight on Jeremiah, because it's clear that Jeremiah is going to try and take over the city.
And not only that, but I actually love the fact that he already knew that they're following somebody new, because he was like, you know how he asks him, like, no, like, who are you following now? Because clearly it wasn't really possible for Jerome to have planned this so precisely to the T where, like, everything kind of played out the way that he wanted it to. So he was really smart to even know from the beginning, like, okay, somebody else is planning this, so they're following somebody else.
Yeah, he's good at analyzing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, it's teased that we're going to get to see Wong, or... Not Wong, that's the actor's name. We're going to get to see Strange. B.D. Wong is the actor's name, who is also on Mr. Robot and Law & Order SVU, so he follows me everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But he, and Jurassic Park. Dr. Strange, it sounds, Dr. Hugo Strange, it sounds like we're going to get to see him in the next 2 weeks, and he's going to try and solve Butch's problems, which is interesting.
Do you think he's actually going to solve Butch's problem?
I think he's going to try.
I mean, but what is Butch's problem? His skin color? Because, I mean, if I was him, I would want to keep the strength that I have and everything that comes with the color.
Girl, you're
of the
strong.
Skin.
I didn't mean to laugh at the stick. Never mind.
Did you see my face? I was like...
But I'm saying that at least in the next 2 weeks, we're probably going to get that moment where Butch realizes he's stronger this way than... He's stronger in all Grundy dies, because you're right, like, nothing other than his pigment.
Yeah, there's nothing really wrong with
Butch is back. Yeah. Like, I understood if Butch wasn't back and he were still Solomon Grundy. Yeah. That would be problematic, but that's not the case.
It's really the voice and the tone on his skin, which is, like, green, but...
And he needs to just embrace it. Like, he's going to get rid of that strength, and then what's his asset to Gotham going to be?
Nothing.
Do you think he loses his hand again if he comes back into Butch?
I was actually thinking about that right now while you said it. I was like, well, he loses his hand.
Yeah, because he didn't have a hand when he was Butch, and he became Grundy, and he grew a hand.
What I think... Actually, no, I'll save it for predictions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also think that the way the science works is that he's a reanimated corpse, and the only way to fix him is to make him a corpse. And I doubt he's going
to kill him?
Or no, well, but he's a corpse. He died. So to fix whatever's making his corpse move... And his brain function would be to bring him back to where he was before that happened, which would be a corpse, be dead. Yeah. I don't think he wants that.
No.
But I guess he needs a doctor to tell him that. And I'm sure he doesn't have feelings either. Like, that's probably rough as a human to not...
No, he still thinks about Tammy.
But like,
yeah, he still has feelings for Tammy.
There has to be something inside of him that he wants changed so he can go back to being a human other than just being green on the inside and white on the outside. Like, I could also be superhuman.
He just needs a good spray tan.
That's what I'm saying.
He just needs the makeup that Jeremiah was wearing today.
Yeah.
Because Jeremiah now has a skin condition that makes him, like, super pale.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. And he used makeup to cover himself.
Entrepreneurial spirit wants to move to Gotham right now and start a spray tanning company.
There you go. Everybody needs it.
Hashtag Gotham spray tan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Started here. Mm-hmm. Check it. Hashtag Gotham spray tan. I guarantee you has zero people tweeting about it right now.
Yep.
First person to tweet about it gets a shout out next week.
There you go.
Hashtag Gotham spray tan.
Okay, we better check that hashtag.
I'm checking that. I will check that. I will set an alert on my phone to check that hashtag. Who would like to... Do you want to know who would like to set an alert on their phone?
Who?
Alfred.
Mm.
So... Apparently we missed something. Apparently he got hurt on the way. On the way to the bunker.
When?
Something went down. I didn't catch it either.
I didn't catch that.
Yes. When he was about to leave, remember that there was glass shattering and then
They came and got him. We were rough up top. We misremembered that moment.
Yeah.
So he's not coming he's not coming for Gordon. Gordon might be dead.
No,
Gordon can't die. This is Gotham.
Yeah, Gordon doesn't die.
Well,
Gotham.
Let's assume from when he left that office to when the bomb blew up was 2 minutes. Do you think Gordon runs a 2 minute mile?
Yes. I hope so.
No, I feel like he finds like a steel table that he throws down and ducks under, and like it's some impossible situation where that only Jim Gordon can come up with on the spot and survive a bomb.
Either it's going to be a new character that we don't know, or maybe it's going to be a reintroduced character that was happened to be out there. Mm-hmm. Could be maybe. Ivy. We could be getting Ivy back.
No, don't get rid of blasphemy. Ivy. Don't say that name. Blasphemy.
It could be Barbara out there trying to, like, you know, maybe Barbara saves Jim at the end of the day.
That could make sense.
See? Yeah, that could make sense. Okay.
So we're bordering on predictions. We still got to talk about the Bruce business.
Bruce business, yes.
We got Bruce Wayne Enterprises. We got Lil Wayne Enterprises business to go down here. So he funded Jeremiah, who is now the third or fourth Joker, depending on how you count them, given how none of them are actually the Joker.
But isn't he now the Joker? Like the real Joker? Third time's the charm?
Technically, none of them are the Joker. However, Jeremiah is...
What do you mean, technically, none of them are the Joker?
Because Batman fights the Joker, and Bruce... There's no Batman yet. But I'm not going to get into that. Like, it's a mantle character.
Can we just not even begin? Because I want to stay with the thought in my mind that he is the Joker... He's been the Joker, and he will.
Yeah, they need to stop
playing
this like Joker toy game with us. Yeah. Like, give me a Joker, or don't give me a Joker, but don't play with my heart.
I don't need another Ivy situation where I get
a rebirth,
three different Ivies, and then now I'm gonna get like four or five different Jokers because they can't make up their mind.
I agree. These characters are becoming like iPhones, and I'm getting real sick of it.
I'm actually okay with this. Every incarnation of the Joker we've gotten, I'm a big fan. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I'm also happy that we're...
But I want, like, a real Joker now.
The way that I'm saying it is the way that, like... Because you're saying, like, he might not be the Joker because the Joker fights the Joker. But I'm saying it in the way where, like, I hope that... I mean, I know we're getting a season 5, which if you guys didn't know, we're renewed for season 5. I just hope that, like, next season it's not like, oh, we got rid of Jeremiah because he wasn't the real Joker, like, something, you know?
No,
like,
and I
don't
then it's
a different person. Like, I just don't want a different person.
No, I don't see that.
Joker, I think they're going to keep it the same actor.
So I just want to keep that thought.
So people can die and, like, come back and there's a twin brother and then there's gases and whatever. And I'm really enjoying this actor's portrayal of various versions of Jeremiah or Jerome inspired by the Joker, which is how I want to refer to it, because I think... creativity comes from where you're the most free, and I think what we're seeing is the most creativity because no one's locking them into he's the Joker. It's like, no, he's Jeremiah on Gotham, and Gotham is not held to any canon whatsoever,
like Harvey Quinn.
So Echo mirroring Harley Quinn just as Barbara mirrored Harley Quinn years earlier. I really enjoy that, like, there's just such freedom to just, like, no, she's Joker's henchman, her name's Echo. Or she's Jeremiah's henchman. Her name is Echo. And that's all you get. Like, she'll mirror Harley Quinn a lot. But she's ultimately not. No one is ultimately what you're thinking, but you're still enjoying the show.
Yes.
Bruce is in a grave, though.
With Jerome.
With Jerome's corpse.
The dead Jerome. Yeah, it was a little creepy.
Does he get saved, or does he wake up by himself?
I think he wakes up by himself.
I guess he wakes up by himself and gets out. I don't know. Like, I think it's... I don't know. This whole sequence with me didn't ring super true because Bruce is a little more scrappy than that. Than to just be held at gunpoint, walked all the way to a grave, and then get into a knife fight with someone holding a gun.
Yeah.
That literally happened. That he was holding a gun, but trying to get into a knife fight. And I'm like, I have more faith in Bruce's ability to fight than was given to me in this episode.
Yeah, and I feel like we're not going to find him in the grave. Somebody's going to, like, I think the mob is going to take him somewhere, because we saw next week...
Wait, you guys, Ra's al Ghul is back. He could totally wake him up, or he could have...
Well, he's not dead.
Yeah, he's definitely alive. He's just asleep.
Yeah.
He's just knocked out.
Well, no, but I mean, he could be the one who saw the vision of where he was going to be and help him get out of there.
Yeah, but we see next week that there's, like, some type of laughing gas that they put on Bruce, and he starts to go a little crazy. So that's why I think he was actually taken by the mob, who then Jeremiah, like, tries to turn crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, you're right. I totally forgot about the ending part where, like, we see that he gets...
The preview.
Yeah,
I could... I mean, he's not going to get buried alive and die, and then we just don't have a Bruce... Like, that doesn't happen. ZSB Lou in the chat said, seems like Echo's real name is Harleen. Take that for what it is. It's
how does it seem like that?
Well, I think ZS is probably saying he read that somewhere. Her real name, Echo's real name, is Harleen, which is just more not fan service, but definitely a whole lot of, like, hey.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. This might be.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
I'm actually super excited that we're getting a Harley Quinn. Or at least a
female sidekick to Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Is his every whim and probably is his everything. Like, I'm excited for it with whatever it turns.
Especially because
it.
I like the relationship they had before. And now I want to know how this relationship is going to be with them, both of them. Because it seems like, how is she going insane? Is he treating her with the gas, or, like, because isn't Harley Quinn?
She's just super into Jeremiah. So she makes that turn with, like, she's codependent to Jeremiah.
Yeah.
That she just makes the turn with him.
Yeah.
I like that she wouldn't get sprayed with the gas at all. Mm-hmm. It's just that she's so ride or die for Jeremiah that Jeremiah goes crazy. She's like, I'm crazy now.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm gonna go try to kill some cops.
I like that.
I'm going to go tell people to storm the GCPD. It's going to be awesome.
You guys know what I just realized? I don't know how we didn't realize that it was Jeremiah who planned it all along when he took off the mask. And we saw that it was her. When Jim took off the mask.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even have a reaction. I didn't even think, like, oh, that's her.
It took me a minute to remember that it was, like...
Yeah.
Because we had a lot of reckless speculation last time we were here about who that could be, all the way right. down to, like, Lee.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was Lee.
Lee or Barbara or, like... That seemed a little out of left field, whereas this makes all the sense.
Right.
This makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
Then you have a ready-made character there for you. I think we've covered it all, and it might be time for, speaking of reckless speculation, predictions.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. Gordon, how does he get out? How does he survive the blast?
I think... I agree with you, and I think Alfred was there to save him.
That he gets mugged and then still gets up because he's a tough...
He gets out. Like, the thing was, they gave us the scene with him, like, on his way to... Like, mm-hmm. his end goal was bunker.
Yeah.
So I feel like they only gave us that scene because he's somehow going to end up there.
I buy that. Jeremiah is the big bad for the next 2 weeks, it looks like.
I think he's big bad till the end.
Hoping he'll stay till the end.
Do we think Dr. Hugo Strange has anything to do with fixing Jeremiah?
No.
Or do we think he's involved in other stuff?
He's involved in other stuff.
Okay, he's involved trying to save Butch and, like...
I think Butch is going to, in the midst of it, he's going to realize, like, actually, I want to be alive and I don't mind, like... Like, he's going to have a realization that there's nothing wrong with the way that he looks and mm-hmm. that he prefers to be strong than to look like a normal human being.
James Mirror Domains in the chat says he finds a safe room. Gordon would find a safe room. I like that.
Yeah.
How many...
That's plausible.
It looked like there were hundreds of these generators about to be shipped out to buildings all across Gotham. Where do we put the over-under on buildings destroyed? I'm going to put the over-under at 8 and take the over. Is anyone going to take the under?
No.
We all think it's going to be more than 8 buildings get destroyed in the next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Well,
because there were a lot of those thingies.
Yeah.
Did Jeremiah teach Bruce how to disable it?
Nope. He didn't teach him anything.
Okay.
Well, we saw... I think Gotham's going to burn.
Just completely burn.
Oh my gosh, yes! Because Ra's al Ghul had that vision,
yeah.
That Gotham is going to burn.
So this is how... So that... You think it's well more than 8? You think they destroy the majority of, like...
I mean, I don't think that they destroy the majority of Gotham, but they do destroy a big cause.
Yeah. There are more than 8 planted.
Yeah.
True.
Do all of them go off? I don't think so.
Narratively, I like that we're 4 seasons in and we're staring down the prospect at the end of season 4 to literally burn the whole place to the ground.
Yeah. Well, wait, isn't there a rumor that season 5 is going to be like a complete... reboot of Gotham?
I've read
that online.
I've also read that it hasn't been
confirmed.
It hasn't been sourced enough for me to bring it up as news here, but I do think that would be the perfect way.
Well, the Joker, Jeremiah, whichever one you want to call him, he did say that in order to get a new beginning, you have to burn everything down.
Yeah, first. I think I'm starting to subscribe to that. That prediction, because now we're talking about the city burning down. Like, we've had Raj say it. We've had Jeremiah kind of talk about wanting to start over and you need mm-hmm. to rebuild it. So I think he's going to be successful in destroying everything. And then he's not going to be successful in rebuilding it. This is where Bruce and Gordon really get to rise to the occasion and give us Gotham.
Who presides over the ashes, Lee or Penguin?
Because
likely Jeremiah is going to burn the whole city to the ground, but they're going to get Jeremiah and kill him in the way that you die in Gotham, which is you get shelved so you can come back.
Mm-hmm.
So in that meantime, it leaves Lee, Penguin, or Barbara to rule the underworld. Which at that point would essentially be.
I think it would be Penguin, and I don't. Yeah, I honestly don't think that. Lee wants to rule the underworld. I think she just wants to be part of the Narrows and run the Narrows.
She just wants to save people.
Yeah.
So that her ambition doesn't
take her to want to take the underworld.
Lee's not going to rule the underworld because she doesn't have the ambition for
it.
Correct.
I do believe that Sophia is going to come back. She's going to wake up from her coma regardless.
Oh, I feel like she can burn in the fire.
They wouldn't have put her in a coma.
If they didn't want to,
her burn in a fire.
I think they put her in a coma just to be like, you know, a back, a backseat plan.
That like, they don't. That they don't have a. They never. They don't. They shelved, yeah. Yeah. She got shelved.
They shelved her until they, as they're putting together the.
But that the whole city could burn at the end of episode 22 without an actual plan for Sophia.
Yeah.
And then if by episode 3 they decide they want to wake up Sophia again,
they can.
They just wreck. They don't even retcon it. They just don't mention whether or not the hospital went up.
I do hope until they burn Ivy.
Wow.
And all of her plants.
All of her plants were burned.
Y'all just want Ivy gone?
I want her tied up as we burn all of her plants.
Y'all are cruel.
Are you sure? You did say you weren't sane at the beginning of this
episode. Y'all are cruel. Do you have any predictions at large before we head on out of here?
I think that's the largest prediction that we could possibly do.
Yeah, I don't think that. Barbara ends up, to your earlier question, I don't think Barbara ends up ruling. Yeah, I think Carla's right. I think it's going to be Penguin.
Yeah.
Little
Penguin's
Murmur.
Gonna be back on top.
Mm. Oh, Little Murmur in the chat. Season 5 is confirmed by everyone but Fox, because these things aren't confirmed until upfronts, which are not for another like probably 4 or 5 weeks for Fox. I don't remember the exact date, but like there was an Entertainment Weekly cover, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
That it was the whole cast. That it's
yeah.
A presumed season 5. Stranger things have happened. I was making sure they weren't talking about anything else we've talked about. I think that about does it here at AfterBuzz TV's coverage of Gotham Season 4, Episode 20. Zach, where can the people find you?
Hi, guys. You can find me at Just Plain Zach. All over the places. Everywhere. Just Plain Zach.
And you can find me on Instagram at I am Carla Belchin, or on Twitter at Carla Belchin with an R at the end.
With an R.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter almost exclusively at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F. MNN. I do a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz TV. I tweet about them regularly. I also run YouTube pages for pro wrestlers, so if you follow me and then I retweet a link, I'm running that page. For Zach Peter, Carla Beltran, I've been Steve Kaufman. Thank you, and see you next week.
Ciao.
Bye. You're tuning into the... Why are you almost exclusive?
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.